Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, we're going to unveil a radio segment that's never been done by anyone before.
Woo!
Completely unique. Hasn't been stolen, modified, nothing. Wait till you hear this brilliant piece of radio ingenuity. Wait till you hear it. As well, I'm going to drop this on you. The Commanders this year, not Sunday, this year. Dun, dun, dun. Are going to be 7-9-1 for their 2024 season. Obviously, yesterday I told you they weren't going to make the playoffs. Linnell has them making the playoffs, by the way. I do not. 7-9-1. Now, before you go off on me and say, yeah, you hate them, I picked them to make the playoffs the last 2 years, and I was woefully wrong. I'm sure I'll be wrong again, but I cannot in my heart, absolutely, with their killer gauntlet schedule to start the year, I cannot in my heart think that they are going to be able to overcome what I think they are going to have to overcome with all of the other inefficiencies and questions and whatnot. 7-9-1. Now, you say, well, Chris, you got to be different. You're going to, instead of picking 7-10, you pick 7-9-1. I think this team is going to be very, very, very competitive and in almost every single game that they play. I also think they're probably going to lose two games. Just hear me out here. Two games because of their place kicking.
Now, I'm fine with your pick, 7-9-1. But you do realize that means at some point during the season, when we're picking games, wins and losses, you're going to have to call a tie. Because either you're going to be right.
I don't know if that's... I think that's kind of sort of independent of each other. I understand what you're saying. But I sort of think those two components are independent of each other.
Okay, this is just
Right, I'm saying it's going to be, there's going to be a tie because, look, it would have been easy for me to go 7-10 or 8-9, and I thought about both. And I was like right there, I was like, you know, I think the schedule is really tough, whatever. I think the end of the schedule is tough. I think the first six games are brutal.
starting Sunday. But I also see, like, this team losing a game at least, if not two, that they had with the jaws of victory. And then defeat is snatched right away, right? Because of something stupid. Something that Dan Quinn will get blamed for or Cliff Kingsbury will get blamed for. And it comes down to the rookie play. He's not a rookie, but he's a very young place kicker. A very talented, but erratic place kicker. And maybe it's just too easy for me to assign that. But that's just the scenario that I've cooked up in my head. I think it's going to be a really, really, really tough start to the year. I think they're going to get better towards the, you know, mid part of October. Maybe later October, I think they're going to be better in that area of the season. And then we'll see how they finish off December and into January. 301-230-0980. Your reaction to me saying 7-9-1. I can't imagine that many would be like shocked by the 7 win total. Do you think they'll go over that? Do you think they'll go under that? Do you think that's right on? What do you think about the tie? I mean, we have more ties now than we ever have had. Why? Because they shortened the overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. During the regular season, it's much easier to tie now than it ever has been. I think that's pretty likely. And I could see it being a missed Cade York 35-yard field goal being the difference as to whether a game stays tied or not. I could see that. I think that's pretty easy.
Real quick, just want to correct your statement earlier. The Bears are actually the team with the most ties in history at 42. We only have 29, so the Commanders will not be the team with the most ties in history.
Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, you started out with that this team has the most ties in history.
I did say that? I don't remember saying that.
Well, I'm just saying. We have a lot.
Okay.
But we're top six.
The Bears all time. But the Bears have been playing for 105 years, right?
Well, aren't we at 90?
Yeah, we're at like 93.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to Dr. Sabah first up on the Team 980 on a Friday. Doc, sorry to keep you on hold so long. How are you?
Hey there, Christopher. You're always worth the wait. Let me see. I got to step one quick thing about the food.
Yes.
You know, I think it's not only your office. I think I have to put my name on the food of my own house because I'll come home craving the 2-piece of fried chicken I left over from the night before and my son ate it.
You know, that's a fair point. You know, Doc, that's a fair point because, like, that's always a weird component, right? Because you would think, like, if you go out to a restaurant with your family or just with your husband or just by yourself or whatever, right, and you bring home, again, like you said, food, like, everybody should realize, oh, I didn't buy that food. I didn't bring that food home from a restaurant with dinner with mom and dad or whatever. So I'm not going to touch it. But a lot of people feel that's just like, hey, it's in the refrigerator, leftovers. It's fair game. It's everybody, you know. So it's this confusing kind of like weird. And I didn't even think about it from the perspective you brought up. This, of course, was here in the radio station. And I know that I am absolutely 1,000% correct. If you want something to bring home that was not brought in by you individually from your home, if you want something to go home with you, you must label it. You must put it aside. You must let people know that is earmarked already.
Oh, yeah, when they bring something in the office, I mean, I just take it to my own office.
Yeah.
I don't take any chances. If something I want to take home, you know. And in the house, like, if it's something not mine, I usually, like, say, hey, who brought this? Is this, like, but not my son. We just don't come from our brains think differently. All right, so now, here we go. First of all, the record, I think, is 6-11. That's what I think. And I want to chime in about the Lamar Jackson thing. I definitely think he's running too much, but that's really what he does best. And this is why I've always said I don't like run first quarterback. It's like you have a house and you want to pay your mortgage with gambling. You cannot. You need a steady job. He's the kind of guy you date, not marry. Might be exciting. Might be great. It looks flashy. Great. What do you call it? Those fantasy numbers. But when it comes down to it, at some point you have to pay the mortgage or the rent, and that's called in the pocket, late in the game when they all know you can't run,
right.
You have no timeouts, you must throw the ball. He missed the first guy through the, quote, hospital ball that you guys kept saying my quarterback threw and got him injured, and then missed the other wide-open guy, and now he's going to complain about throwing a pass when the guy's toe was on the line. Should have had a touchdown twice on two plays before that. But again, just like he did in the playoffs, when it matters most, when everybody in the building knows you got to throw the ball, he doesn't come through 9 out of 10 times. And that's why I don't think he's elite. I think he's a good quarterback. They are where they are because of him. But just keep in mind, the two quarterbacks that won Super Bowls with that team were Joe Flacco and Trent Dilfer. None of them, I don't think, were MVPs. I don't think Flacco ever was. But the point is, you need to throw for the pocket like Mahomes does and then run if you need to. And that's what wins Super Bowls. You could be an elite passer like Tom Brady and not run and win a lot of Super Bowls. But you cannot be an elite runner and an okay passer, in my mind, and win Super Bowls, at least not consistently. So I hope Baltimore pays him more and more and more, because then I don't have to worry about them being in the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm largely with you. I do not want Jaden Daniels, whether, but again, it would never be by design, but by necessity and by design, ever, Doc, to come close to 16 carries in a game, ever. I'm going
to
have a major problem.
At. He may have to, because what happens, it keeps him on the field, it gets him a second contract.
I know.
These guys know I got to do whatever it does to move the chain.
I know, but I want Jaden to be just the opposite.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I want Jaden to be just the opposite. I want him to have four
carries.
I want him to have four carries in a game. Well, I want him to use his arm. I want him to use his processing. I want him to get rid of the football.
Easy if you're not that good at it.
Well, okay, but everybody tells me, and the tape tells me, that Lamar that Jaden Daniels is a passer first and a runner second. Lamar came from Louisville with the ability to throw, but as a runner first and a passer second, and that's why he went with the bottom pick of the first round. Okay, and he's turned himself into a two-time MVP and a future Hall of Famer. Great, congratulations. I'm telling you, it's not even 16. Again, it's 8, it's 9, it's 10, it's 7, it's whatever. I mean, like, I can live with 3 or 4 because I understand the value of a mobile and athletic quarterback. I get it. I understand I wasn't born yesterday. You weren't born yesterday. But I can't live with 7, 8, 9, 10 and expect my quarterback to last 17 or 18 or 19 games at a fully healthy and ready and productive level. Lamar's already, again, in this Washington Post piece, saying, man, if I was healthy last year at the end of the AFC Championship game, we would have won. We would have made it to the Super Bowl. Well, this is the problem.
And
this
remember,
is the cumulative wear and tear.
And remember, Chris, MVPs, quarterback who wins MVPs, rarely ever win Super Bowls. I can't remember the last one that did.
I think Mahomes did it, but I'd have to double check.
But Mahomes may have done it his first one. Yeah,
I have to double check.
That's what I got to say.
All right, you got six and eleven for the year.
6-11. I got 6-11.
There you go.
Yes.
I mean, I hope it's a little bit better than that, honestly. But I appreciate you, Doc. Thank you. Let's get to our pal Sean in Connecticut real quickly here on the Team 980. What up, Sean? Sorry about the wait. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, I'm kind of on this. I'm at 7-10. I think they're going to sneak one win out against the Cowboys or Eagles, whether that be during the season or last week of the season. But other than that, it's funny because when you look at these games, there are games they should win and there are games they should lose. But some of the games they should win in the past, they find ways to lose. And yes, it's a whole new situation, so I'm going to have to get used to trusting them more. But I'm at 7-10. I think it's funny that you're what, 7-9-1. I think
yeah.
That's clever, but I just cannot take another tie.
Yeah.
You
would give me though that they're much more common than they used to be, of course, right?
Oh yes, 100%. Yes. And I just think I really think they need to change that rule. I don't really like. I just don't think it makes sense either. Make overtime longer or make two period. Like, there shouldn't be a tie. It should not be possible to tie. And I also agree. I think you make a great point about the place kicking. It's something I don't really want to have to think about right now, but it seems like time and time again. And let me just, this is a throwback. This is when
your buddy Jay Gruden was the coach, and we were in London, or I was not there, but the team was.
The team was against the Bengals.
Yes, because Dustin Hopkins missed a late field goal.
Yep.
And I just will never, ever forget watching that. So I think you make a great point about the kickers. I really, really hope. I would rather lose on a last-second Hail Mary than lose by missed extra points and missed field goals.
I'm totally with you. I am totally with you.
Absolutely insane.
Totally with you.
Chris, have a good one.
Thanks, Sean. Enjoy the weekend, pal. Appreciate you. Let's get to Alex and Alexandria next up. Then we'll take a timeout and get to Sanchez on the other side. What's up, Alex? How are you?
What's going on, Roos?
Alex, how are you, pal?
I'm more optimistic than you guys
are. Why are you more optimistic than I am?
It's about what we got. We don't have a bad team. We might have some guys that are a little old, particularly on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that experience will pay off. And I'm banking that Forbes is going to have a great game Sunday, and it's going to carry into the season.
I don't know if he has a great game on Sunday. I expect Benjamin St. Juice to get much of the matchup against Mike Evans. But, look, what I will say is this. I've said this all offseason. I think Emmanuel Forbes has four or more interceptions this year. I think everybody that gave up on him is ridiculous and is insane and is so typical of this fan base and a lot of people that they think players can't get better with time and with work.
Listen, this guy in college, he did amazing things, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't do things because you were lucky or not. No, you're a skill player. The problem that we've had the last few years is coaching. We had a zombie that would stand up looking like a zombie on the sidelines doing nothing. Our coaching stuff last year was garbage. And I know a lot of people don't like to criticize the old guy, but it is what it is. I mean, at one point we had a high school assistant defensive coach coaching our secondary.
Yeah, it was clear. Listen, this is clearly, as we know, a better coaching staff. Well, I mean, I don't know if we have to continue to shovel dirt on Ron Rivera and his staff to say that this is a better staff. I think we can probably just, at this point, say, look, they are clearly a better staff, right? Whether it works out, doesn't work out, we will see. But they are clear, and the operation is better. You don't have one guy completely in charge. I mean, Adam Peters is in charge, but he's not. He's completely in charge, but he's not completely in charge. If that makes sense, he's not doing the head coach and general manager role. He's the general manager. He's basically in charge of the football operation. So yes, there's one guy in charge, but there's not one guy in charge trying to do three different jobs. That was Ron's problem. He was not equipped for that, and that's what ultimately caught up to him in the end. Real quickly, Alex, before we let you go, because we got to run, what's your final record projection then?
I'll go 9-7 and not
even. Well, you can't be 9-7 because remember, that's the old 16 game schedule. So 10-7 or 9-8?
9-8.
Okay. Listen, if this team gets to 9-8, that is a home run. That is in my opinion, that's a major win.
And Daniels, rookie of the year.
There you go, baby. Appreciate you. You call back before then, but we will give you your praise if you remind us of that back in January. Appreciate it, Alex. We'll take a timeout. We'll get to the Sanchez. We'll get to others at 301-230-0980. It is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. I say 7-9-1. We got to get Matt's season prediction. I always want to combine prediction and projection all in the projection. It's not good English. It's not like what a talk show host should be saying. But you know what I'm going for, right? Prediction, projection. I'm trying to use both words and kind of combining them into. We'll get Matt's thoughts. We'll get your thoughts. Do you like mine? 7-9-1. Too high, too low, right about? Is it typical Rooster just looking to be different than everyone else? Cock-a-doodle-doo, baby! On a football Friday, the nation's capital. Plus, we have a game prediction, and we have the most unique, never-been-done-before segment that we're going to unveil for the first time before 4 o'clock. You are going to just whew, your ears are going to be just radio heaven, baby. We're going right to the Radio Hall of Fame on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Yeah, it is a good feel-good Friday. Always love More Than a Feeling from Boston. Rocked out to this song so many times on so many long drives in my life. Love how it kicks in right here. Crank this up, Matty. Matt's on the phone, so I don't know. Yeah, it's just where it like totally kicks in just like that. Bang, bang, bang. Bing, 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 bing. More than a feeling. Yeah, on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital, we continue to rock and roll until 4 o'clock. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, coming up, the most unique, the most incredible, the only show that has ever done anything like this in the history of radio.
You're lying.
I'm not in one segment. You're going to love it. And so is maybe my co-host on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And his name was like Longfellow Tibwad or something.
See, I got something for Matt that Matt doesn't even know. I've been a doctor in the lab. I have cooked up something that I am going to spring on Matty Ice that even he doesn't know about.
It horrifies me every time you do this.
Kind of like that time that I just sprung clean up on aisle three on you.
Well, there's a reason why the apology is at the start of that segment. I hope Matt's okay with this because I didn't really ask.
Well, to be fair, we sort of had a discussion about this before the show. We were in agreement, and there's actually like maybe some production about the original idea that I had to do this revolutionary segment. But in the devious mind that I have, Matt, I said, I got to add something to it to really spice it up. So you're going to see. You're going to see. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. But I already feel, I have more than a feeling that it's going to be a Friday staple and it's going to get us some laughs at first and then it's going to be good content. Listen, I'm not the smartest guy. Like, I'm not Craig Hoffman, okay? I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, okay? I wasn't Syracuse born and bred. But I like to have a little fun, and I got a creative, devious mind, okay? And we like to keep, if I could speak in English, we like to keep people guessing around here. All right, speaking of a creative, devious mind, I love when this guy's behind the mic. My guy!
Okay.
Sanchez. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good, Russell, and you are just being a demon today. I mean, a tie for the Commanders. Like, you gotta undo your mind. I would say something else. We're on the radio.
Yeah, it's wrapped up like a pretzel, man. That's what it is. I need some beer cheese to dip my brain in because it's pretty much shredded at this point.
Oh yeah, I could tell, man. But I'm pumped, right? I mean, we went from sipping on dope to now we're selling hope down here for the Burgundy and Gold. And I would say caution, proceed with caution here, right? I'm going to be a little realistic. I'm going to say 6-7 wins this year. Let's go on the upside. I say 7-10. I just think that we're learning how to, since we've been rehabbing after all this abuse, we've had to replace a liver, a hip, probably an eyeball, and a fingernail. Since Dan Snyder was here,
Wait a second. Yeah. You think I'm devious or wasn't expecting a liver operation replacement to be mentioned on the radio show. Okay.
Hey man, I always have a bingo card ready because you never know what I'm going to say. We probably had to repair the same hernia 6 times in that thing. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see Jaden rock and roll. I'm kind of with you all. I'm never going to utter Taylor Heineke in an MVP like the good doctor did right there.
in the last segment, but he's got to play his game. If sometimes it's going to be running, okay, let's do it. But he's going to have to win the game with his arm. We see that he's had the arm talent. The question's always been, can he throw over the middle? Because that's what Todd Bowles and them are going to do. I'm excited to see what he can do, and hopefully Cliff. I call him Frankenberry because I don't really trust him too much. I don't want him deviating from the run game just because it doesn't work. Sometimes you got to keep on. You got to run it down these people's throat and give your rookie quarterback an opportunity. Then he'll blow the doors off them. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited to. Have my fantasy team, which I'm getting ready to rename them the Zion Willingham. I'm working on that for our Yahoo League. So I've just got to go to the face and hold place and put Linnell on Zion Williams's body.
I can't wait.
We'll be ready
like
to rock and roll.
I can't wait. I love how this community, this show of ours, has come together to literally just fry Linnell's ass at pretty much every chance we possibly
can. I know where Albania is, too. I know where Albania is. And shout out to all the mouth breathers out there. Let's go Burgundy and Gold. That's why you don't have a job, Mr. Etienne. Talk to y'all.
Attaboy, Sanchez. Week. Can't wait to see Sanchez on the mic on Sunday and afterwards, because he always comes up with something good for us. All right, we'll get to Pete in Wilmington. We'll get to others. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And again, just trust me. You're going to love this segment. Totally unique. It's never been done before. You're going to love it.
Doesn't have anybody else's name in it.
No, not at all. Not at all. We would never do something like that. Coming up, in addition to Commanders 7-9-1, my projected record, what is the one thing they must do in order to win on Sunday? The one thing more than anything else, the one thing. 301-230-0980. First, a trending alert right here, right now. All right, the fallout from last night's season opener continuing. The Ravens upset at illegal formation calls, three of them against their starting left tackle, Ronnie Stanley, and as well an overturn on the final play. Lamar Jackson still thinks it's a touchdown. It wasn't, and it was overturned, and the Ravens lose to the Kansas City Chiefs again in the NFL season opener. Tonight, Philadelphia and Green Bay. You can hear it right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app by Westwood One. That game coming to you from Brazil. The Green Bay Packers, we haven't talked about this enough, according to Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com, have an hour and a half to 2 hour ride and commute to the stadium because they're the road team and because of heavy construction and traffic, whereas the Eagles have a short jaunt. Again, that according to Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com. Meanwhile, Ja'Marr Chase is the Commanders' scheduled Week 3 opponent with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's been back at practice. He's a game-time decision for Sunday's season opener against the New England Patriots in what is basically a contract dispute. He talked for the first time today and was asked whether to play on Sunday or not, and he said, quote, "It's my decision." Now, T. Higgins could also be out for the Bengals on Sunday. He suffered a hamstring injury on Thursday, according to Zach Taylor. Pat Freiermuth getting a contract extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers, their young tight end, 4 years, $48.5 million. And Jalen Ramsey, once again, the highest paid corner in the NFL, a 3-year extension with the Miami Dolphins worth in the mid-70s. And that's what's trending. Yeah, we keep it rocking and rolling right here on a feel-good football Friday on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Take you up till 4 o'clock. All your calls still to come. Final score and projection for Sunday. Projection. I keep straddling the fence on that one. As well, your thoughts on my projected record of 7-9-1. Dan Quinn, in case you missed it earlier in the day, said about Johnny Jerzon Newton, or Jerzon Johnny Newton, quote, "We're not going to rule him out. We're going to take him into Sunday. And in doing that, we're working through the defensive tackle. But it was good to see him get some team reps today and feel into that. So haven't ruled him out, but we're still going to work him on Sunday as well." That's a lot of, like, gobbledygook. What it sounds like is a game-time decision, but what it also sounds to me is like they are leaning towards not playing him. And I don't know. A lot of people were mad at me being sarcastic yesterday on Twitter, which I've been saying all offseason or for at least the last couple of months. Like, geez, I hope Johnny Newton's run out of feet to get surgically repaired. My goodness. Everybody's like, oh, this was the plan all along. You're just trying to stir up something that doesn't believe in me. The guy's not going to play. And if he plays, he's going to play maybe 10 snaps. I was right. I've been concerned about this from day one. More than concerned. I'm sorry, how else do you read that? I mean, if he was going to definitely play, they'd be like, nope, he's good. I mean, he might not be able to play a full game, but he's good. I don't know how you read that in any other way other than they are leaning towards, and maybe the decision has already been made and they just don't want to tell you, to Johnny Newton not playing. You know, that's not the end of the world. It's just one game. After a complicated offseason. As we talked about yesterday, Deron Payne's got something going on his back. They traded Jonathan Ridgeway last week. They kept Fedarian Mathis, who for now is healthy, but hasn't been. I think Fedarian Mathis has played 12 games out of a possible 34, something like that, in his career. And hasn't really made an impact. I know they have a couple of guys, Sheldon Day is one of them, on the practice squad that they could easily elevate game day, whatever, get through all this stuff. Fine. But what was once thought to be a strength is now very much in question. Marcus Mariota has a strained pec, according to Dan Quinn. And Dan Quinn did allow, as far as his playing status on Sunday, quote, right now he's unlikely. Didn't practice Thursday, Friday. Did practice, I guess, on a limited basis on Wednesday. So they have some decisions to make, and Jeff Driscoll would clearly be quarterback number two. The question is would they have a third in uniform, like on game day? Or would they take a chance that they can get through the game with Daniels and Driscoll? And I guess if they had to, what, Jamison Crowder's played a little quarterback at times, at least in the past. Luke McCaffrey was a, you know, so I would assume one of those two, you don't have Logan Thomas anymore. I would assume one of those two guys would be your third string break class, like emergency type quarterback situation. I would assume. I don't know that for sure, but, you know, that's what I would assume. All right, back to the calls we go. Let's get to Peter in Wilmington on the Odyssey app. What up, Pete? How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know Newton's not going to play. You're right. You hit that on the head. You always do. You know. Listen, you know, the schedule's weird, and I've been following this team for a long time, and what I've observed over the years is that if we can beat the Giants, we usually have a pretty good season. When we lose to the Giants every year and lose to them twice, we usually have a lousy season. So I'm saying, you know, 6 wins if we don't beat the Giants and 7 wins if we do beat the Giants. That's just how it goes. And so this week, if we can pull off a win, that's going to tell me we might have a chance this year to have a pretty good year.
Well, if they can beat the Buccaneers, right? Everybody's going to pick them in the universe to beat the Giants at home next week, week two, right? Because nobody has faith in the Giants offensively. Now, what they're sleeping on is how good defensively the Giants can and will be, and how difficult of a matchup that will be. But that's neither here. But you know what's going to happen? The drumbeat is going to get really loud. If they can somehow pull off a win this week, everybody's going to assume that they're going to go automatically 2-0. 7-0. And to your point, I mean, I don't know if it exactly works out that way, but Pete, there's something to be said for what you said. The Giants have given this team, and again, we're jumping a little bit ahead of ourselves, the Giants have given this team a lot of problems, even with somewhat pedestrian quarterbacks, i.e. Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has played great against Washington in his career when he's played, right? He hasn't always played because of injuries, but when he has played, he's played great. So the question becomes is, yeah, if you are, like they keep calling this a recalibration year as opposed to a rebuild year. Well, if you're recalibrating and if you've turned over the roster 65, 70%, whatever the final number is, I think to me, like you find a way to beat that Giants team next Sunday. Next Sunday. Absolutely. Again, that's jumping ahead a little bit. And maybe at the very minimum, you're 1-1 going into another difficult stretch as opposed to being 0-2. Because if you lose that game next Sunday, people are going to go, oh, no, man, here we go again. We go again. Especially if you lose this week.
I know one more thing. You said, what's the one thing we can't do this weekend? We can't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot. I know that's so stupid. And it's everybody.
No,
that,
it's
number one.
Yeah, it's
don't the, turn the ball over. For me, this year, it's a learning year. It's a new year. There's a new owner, a new coaching staff, general manager. I'm so happy just for that. So we need to start over. I'm not going to be wishing that we're going to be in the playoffs or anything. It'd be nice if it did happen, and you never know. That's why you watch the game. But it's going to be tight. This is going to be a hard game this week. And if we could somehow beat the Giants, that would be a huge accomplishment in my mind, because we never beat them. And when we do beat them, usually we have a pretty good year. It's a phenomenon that goes way, way back.
I'm with you. Thank you, Pete. As always, I appreciate you and listening and the good call. Let's get to Eddie in Centerville, our pal. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Rooster? How's it going,
Eddie? I always appreciate you keeping young Bull in charge. And you might be able to add a four letter word to the Bull part. I always appreciate you trying to keep him in check on social media. I just want it to be known. I don't know if I've ever said that to you, but I appreciate it. I see it all the time. I laugh. I love it. I enjoy it. You're dead on. You're right. You're my guy, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, brother. I mean, it's easy to call out Young is in charge, man. He overreacts over like one pass or one drive, and he's like, oh, they're going to be in the Super Bowl off of one drive or whatever he was saying last night.
Yeah, the youngest in charge in charge bowel movement, as I like to call him.
That's wild. But, yeah, man. So I call because you asked that question, like, what's the one thing that the Commanders need to do for them to, get that victory on Sunday? And first of all, I am so happy I'm finally talking about football, like actual football coming up, not like it was in March and April. It was just, it was too long of a wait. But now it's here. It's finally here. And like I was telling Maddie, I was saying that they need to establish the run and that's how they would – I can see them winning, but I see that we have the same right tackle, and we have Wiley. I think we got Lucas starting the left tackle,
yep.
And that's the way to beat this team, because you're not gonna go in that A gap and
well, that right there, happen. What you just said, and I'm glad you said it, because we talked about this a couple of days ago with Doc and then with Linnell, is exactly correct. If you think you're going to run inside zone or power right up the middle behind Biadasz and Allegretti against Vita Vea, unless somehow you just keep ramming your head against the wall, take some losses in the first half, and somehow, some way, get Vita Vea out of gas by late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter, which is possible, but not if you're going three and out on every series, That's the key. You got to be able to figure out a way to have success. And like we were talking about yesterday, to stretch him horizontally and not go at him directly in order to have the chance. And because running the ball is what you need to do, but let's be clear, it's running the ball a specific way as opposed to just running your head into the wall.
Right. Yeah. You got to use also maybe a little sprinkle of Terry McLaurin running the ball, some counters with maybe a tight end. I don't know, but they need to establish a run. They need to establish the defense to be on their toes that way, because Whitehead Winfield Jr. You know, they're both ball hawks. So if you get them coming up a little closer to the line of scrimmage, then you can open up Terry on the
sure.
flat.
Deami
Brown.
Watch out for this. I wouldn't be surprised if they take a deep shot to Deami Brown on a deep post over the middle, kind of the area you're talking about, right? Maybe you suck those guys up a little bit, just a couple of feet, what have you. Maybe get them poking. You know, maybe you run the ball, you know, two or three times on the first series to, you know, kind of depending on how. First, second series, I wouldn't be surprised if they take a deep shot to Deami Brown on a deep middle post. That is, again, like people talk about Jaden Daniels struggling over the middle. You know where he doesn't struggle, or where he didn't struggle at LSU, is deep middle posts. Those guys were now a lot of times they were open and sometimes wide open, but that is one area, that's his sweet spot based on what the tape shows and based on what my eyes tell me. And Deami's the guy that can get it out there, and Terry can as well. I'm not saying Terry can't, but Deami's the one with that deep, deep speed that they, not that they haven't shown it, because obviously he had that one catch on the 3rd and 6 in New York. But remember, that wasn't a called or designed play, and that was more of a go route, sort of outside the hashes and towards the sideline. I'm talking about,
put it in a bucket too.
Exactly.
He put that in a bucket.
Right, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give a different look to the long route.
Yes, I completely agree. I just hope that O-line, man, I hope that O-line can stand up on Sunday. If that O-line stands up in the protection and the running game, the running scheme, I hope the OC Cliff, I hope he can come up with a nice game plan to run the ball and cement the run, so that way that Daniels can have a wide open look every once in a while there. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that's what the case. I don't think that could possibly happen. I don't think we have the skill set to do that, but, we'll find out on Sunday.
Yeah, we will. Thank you. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you as well. Have a good weekend. All right, we'll take the time out. My guy, the Birdman, wants to, I'm sure, counter everything that I said about his beloved Ravens. I don't know what he could counter. I'm right on everything. Everything. On the Team 980 and the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up hour number two. We still have a jam-packed hour number three, including that segment that's just going to redefine radio. That's never been done before. And Matt thinks I'm BSing. But I'm telling you, I know that this segment has never been done before. But first, we get out to my pal, the Birdman, who was lighting up my text button last night with all sorts of his analysis on the Baltimore Ravens' very tough loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Hello, Bird. How are you?
What's up there, Chris? You liked my my analysis, didn't you? It was pretty spot
on. I liked
on.
Your analysis. I liked the fact that you weren't, like, angry, that you weren't like, this team sucks, and, you know, like you were positive, but, you know, like, we'll get them again, kind of like nice try, win one for the Gipper style, all of that stuff. But did you, I got to be honest with you, 16 times for LJ. That's a recipe. Well, and that's a recipe about. For disaster.
So let me say this, okay? I really think, and you're going to see this on Sunday across the league, that the first regular season game is like the fourth preseason game. What you're going to get out there in week one is not what you're going to get out there in week three.
I agree with that.
Okay. But what do you want Lamar to do last night? So here's, and do I think it was good? Good? No, I don't. But what do you want him to do? They were double-teaming Jones.
Yep.
So you left a new offensive lineman, by and large. They replaced 3 out of 5.
Yep.
All rookies. They were getting beat up all night. So if Lamar stays back in the pocket,
yep,
he's going to get sacked.
Yep.
And that's where he's really going to get hurt. We've seen that all the time. So the only way he can do that is to kind of, quote-unquote, protect himself, is to run the ball. He can kind of at least kind of control the hit that way. He could see it coming, go out of bounds. Do I think it was a smart move when he's like lowering the shoulder? Absolutely not. But either way, the safest alternative is for him to roll out and try to protect himself.
Well, see the one thing that I would counter with that is that I think the safest thing for him to do is to get rid of the football quickly as a passer, right? Because, again, that's what – but the problem was they tried to do a lot of that in the first half, and they literally, like, all these analytics and whatever, they were, like, averaging 0.8 yards per attempt, you know, in terms of throw distance. So that's kind of the problem.
No open downfield, Chris.
I know, but who like you and you? All right, you were calling me out all offseason. You better pick the Ravens. I picked the Ravens. Then you were mad that I didn't pick the Ravens to get to the AFC title. How in my right mind could I pick them when they have three rookies as a starting offensive lineman?
I think the offensive line at the midpoint of the season is going to be fine.
Maybe.
Okay? If not, Lamar's not going to make it through midway through the season.
That's my problem.
It's as easy as that, okay? But, you know, here's the thing. Lamar missed some plays downfield. But, again, it's the first week. Mahomes missed two of the Poche or somebody there on the flat. I mean, mm-hmm. It was 3 yards away from him. He missed them.
He also had a couple of drop touchdowns.
Both quarterbacks missed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, both quarterbacks missed people. I'm not mad about the game. The only thing I will say is John Harbaugh. I think the turning point of that game in the second quarter is him going for it rather than taking the point
on the 4th and 3.
And I think that's what changed the momentum because if he kicks it, he flips the field and. Yeah.
Well, also, I forget who it was. Was it Aguilar who was, like, crouching behind the line of scrimmage and then squirted out?
No, it was Flowers.
It was Flowers, right. And then they're trying to hide him, obviously. And then they throw a couple of yards beyond the – or I mean, in front of the sticks. And now you're asking your guy to make a play and make somebody miss or break a tackle. And I don't know. Always throw north of the sticks. I get it. But on 4th and 3, can you come up with something? Can you come up with something other than that?
To me, Todd Monken is not impressing me. The offense looked very vanilla last night. You knew every time you seen Derrick Henry on the field that he was going to go off the middle.
Everybody loved him last year, though.
Time,
I
get that, Chris. But that one time where he lined up and they tried to throw it to him in the flat there, and they didn't try that again.
Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
Yeah, hey, you got to give him more. You got to give him the rock.
Listen, I think you have the right attitude, and I got to run because I'm up against it. I appreciate you as always, Bird. Thank you. I think you have the right attitude. It's only one loss. It's a close loss. I mean, I wouldn't be like making grandiose statements like one of the Ravens players. If that's how they're going to be in the playoffs, good luck. Slow down. They're better than you still. They're better than you. And the biggest way that they're better than you is their quarterback is a better passer than your quarterback, period. End of story. Until they're somewhat on the same wavelength, Kansas City's going to be better than you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.